In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is in our midst. As I read the gospel this morning, or as I read the gospel rather in preparation for this morning, I recognized, and I'm sure you did too as well, a very familiar prayer for us as Orthodox Christians, what we know as the Jesus Prayer. The words of the prayer that are often recited as we know it today, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. There's a few different versions of this, but essentially the same. And we are to recite, we are called to recite this prayer repeatedly. Why? Because by doing so, the intent is to draw us closer to God, to draw us into a deeper communion with God, to draw us into the presence of God. The Jesus Prayer originated in the tradition of the Eastern Orthodox Church and is believed to have been in use as early as the 6th century at the monastery of St. Catherine on Mount Sinai in the Sinai region. The more ancient form of the Jesus Prayer is, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me. These words bear an even more striking resemblance to the plea of the blind man that we heard about today. This account of the blind man is found in Luke and Matthew and Mark. And in the gospel account of Mark, this individual, this man, is identified as Bartimaeus. And this account that we have heard in our gospel reading from Luke this morning tells us quite a bit about this prayer, about being in the presence of God. And then the more I thought about the Jesus Prayer and the gospel reading, the more I realized how essential it is and how frequent it should be in our own prayers as Orthodox Christians, the Jesus Prayer. Seated by the roadside near Jericho was a man, and as I said in the Gospel of Mark, identified as Bartimaeus, who because of blindness had been ostracized or had been ignored by the community and was forced to beg for his meal that he would eat. As Jesus and his disciples and those that were following them passed through on the way to Jericho, we hear and we see that they did not even notice Bartimaeus. Probably the disciples and the rest of the crowd were preoccupied with Jesus, preoccupied with their mission, preoccupied with their journey, preoccupied with their destination, preoccupied with something. And they did not notice this man who was begging, this man who was blind. They all had eyes, of course, and they all could see, they all had a vision, but they didn't see this blind beggar by the side of the road. How often is it that we know of someone, or even ourselves, who feel alone, or unnoticed, or ignored, or wondering if even God really notices or even cares about what is happening to us in our lives? Or what about friends or others who seem to be too preoccupied with other things and don't notice what is going on in our lives? Or even in our families, with our spouses or our children or our parents or our brothers or our sisters. We are too busy. We are too preoccupied to notice what is going on in their lives. What are we to do in our time of need? Bartimaeus cried out to Jesus, cried out for mercy. And the response that he got is often the response that we experience or see even today. He was told to be quiet, maybe even to shut up. Don't bother us. We have more important things to do. We are busy. You are not worthy. What an attitude. I hope that none of us have ever had that experience, though I'm certain that at some time in our lives we have. But alas, I'm afraid that these experiences and cries for help that have gone unnoticed and even being ignored result in the question that we have, the very same question Bartimaeus had. What is he to do? And then again, as we hear in the gospel, he refused to be silent. Jesus often told his disciples, and we hear this throughout the gospels, to be persistent in prayer. He even told the parable of the persistent widow in Luke chapter 18, verse 8. He said to emphasize the perseverance that we need in prayer. Jesus told this parable in order to help us understand that even in those times when it seems that no one, no person, or even if we believe that God is not paying attention to us, we need to keep on. We need to be persistent. We need to maintain our prayer, and that they will, in fact, be heard. Somehow Bartimaeus knew that Jesus of Nazareth was in the crowd passing by. His cry tells us how much he knew about Jesus. And this is important, what he said. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. First of all, we recognize in this cries of a faith calling for divine compassion. You see, Bartimaeus addressed him as Son of David. And this phrase, this understanding of Jesus at that time was that he was the Messiah, the coming one, the Christos, the anointed one. He recognized Jesus not only as Jesus or as a healer, but as the Christ, the Son of God. And then Jesus' response when he said this, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, was to immediately stop, to stop in his tracks. And he told those around him, bring this man to me. And he said, what do you want me to do for you? This is what Jesus asked him. What do you want me to do for you? I believe that it is interesting to note that Jesus asked this same question of James and John, two of his disciples. What do you want me to do for you? And the irony, though, between these two passages is that follow one another is enormous, because James and John had been with Jesus since he began his public ministry. They walked with him. They knew him. They saw what he did. They listened to what he said. They experienced what he experienced. They witnessed the mighty works that he did. Of all people, you would think that James and John would have a firm grasp on what Jesus was about, who he was, what he did, what he came for, what his mission was. Yet when Jesus asked them what they wanted from him, as we know, they said what? They wanted positions of power. They wanted positions of influence. They wanted to be like those who they thought were an authority in society. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, on one hand. On the other hand, give me this, give me that. Put me in a position of power. Give me influence. Give me authority over others. So what do we ask for? What are we praying for? This is really a difficult question, because the Gospels report that Jesus physically healed people. We know that. And at times we've seen that around us and even in our own lives. So is it wrong to ask for physical healing? Certainly not. Certainly not. Yet I cannot answer, and the church cannot answer, why that doesn't happen for all of us all the time. Because certainly it doesn't. St. John Chrysostom, commenting on this passage, writes, therefore, learn, my beloved, that though we be very vile and outcast, yet approach God with earnestness, even by ourselves, we shall be able to bring about whatever we ask, though God may delay the gift, though there may be many who seek to hold us back. though it may not happen when we want it. Let us not desist from asking. For in this way, most of all, we shall win God to our side. Most of all, we shall win God to our side. Bartimaeus, the blind man, was considered to be out of touch with the world, which is why he was ignored by those around him. Yet it turns out, as we understand from this gospel, that he was one of the few people who were actually closely in touch with the reality of God and Jesus, the Messiah. And although he lacked physical sight, he possessed spiritual sight. Even before the miracle of restoring his sight, Bartimaeus saw that Jesus was the promised Savior. He sensed the identity of Jesus with the eyes of faith. And in the Scriptures, seeing is used many times in a symbolic way to indicate believing. In this sense, it is natural that Bartimaeus' recognition of Jesus as the Christ coincided with the gift of physical sight. In the case of Bartimaeus, believing is seeing. His faith had literally opened his eyes to God's kingdom unfolding around him. In the hustle and bustle of life that day, Jesus' mission throughout the Gospels was to reveal God's kingdom to all who would receive the good news. So in terms of vision, Bartimaeus had a clearer vision of this truth and of the mission of Jesus than even many of those who may have been following him that day who had their physical sight. What do you want me to do for you? My teacher, let me see again. Go. Your faith has made you well. Let me see again. Your faith has made you well. Bartimaeus was set free on that day, at that moment. He could now see and go anywhere he wanted to. He was free to do what he wanted to do. But he followed Jesus. He didn't walk away. He didn't go away. He didn't forget what had happened to him. He followed Jesus. Luke likely included this healing miracle in his gospel for more than the miracle of restoring his sight. First, he included it because of Bartimaeus' faith, a faith that allowed him to see what others did not understand. Bartimaeus saw more than a wise teacher or a healer. He saw the incarnation of God in the man called Jesus. Second, he included this story because of all those that were healed by Jesus, and there were countless as we hear in the Gospels, he is the only one who we know that followed him in this way. Now you might say certainly there was others that were healed by Jesus that followed him, but there is no indication in any of the Gospels that anyone else who was healed by Jesus followed him as we know about Bartimaeus. And finally, with his sight restored and with the freedom to go wherever he wanted to, he decided to follow the Master. This we know about Bartimaeus. And this we know about us today as it relates to the Jesus Prayer. You see, the Jesus Prayer has been described as the prayer of the heart because it captures in just a few words the movement of the Christian heart toward God. It acknowledges, one, God's sovereignty. It addresses Jesus as Lord and Savior and the Son of God. And in humble awareness of our suffering and sin, we seek God's mercy and His loving kindness. We pray simply for mercy that God might look upon us to heal us and to forgive us. What a beautiful summary of the Orthodox Christian attitude toward God. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon me. Longing for communion with our Lord, we call out. In humbleness, we dare to address the divine God, because the promise that God is merciful, we ask for God's mercy to touch and to restore us, to restore our sight, to restore mercy and love and kindness in our lives. To pray this kind of prayer is itself an act of faith. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Amen.
Amen.